up?
How's it going, man?
It's going good, man. Going real good. How you doing?
I'm doing just fine.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm hanging in there. Yeah, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. Happy it's the weekend. You know, it's been a rough, not even a rough week, a busy week. You know, I'm a photographer, too. I had, like, 4 events to shoot, and yesterday I had 2.
All music-oriented events or just random?
Like club events. One was a day party. One was a speaking engagement, like a networking event.
No way. Yeah, wow, that's so awesome that you're getting work.
Yeah, bro, and you meet a lot of different people, which leads to more work. So it's been a pretty cool week. I can't even lie, productive.
This is Jaron. He talks about music and takes pictures.
So you're going to introduce me? This is Josh. he does all things. He makes music, talks about music.
Yeah.
You name it.
I think I mostly complain about music.
Yeah, that too. That too, but that's another day. We're not here to complain about music today. What we will do is talk about music.
I'm here to complain about music every day, but today in particular, you know, last time we kind of talked about what we just enjoy in our day-to-day listening.
Definitely.
What we like, but I have a suspicion that both of us have an idea of good music that's outside of just the stuff that we enjoy listening to. Like, quote, good music.
Mm-hmm.
And I think most people probably confuse that. Like, most people just have the stuff that they listen to, and that's the good music. But for me, I know that there's a really big difference between those two things.
Yeah, I feel like just because I like some or listen to it doesn't make it good, you know? Like,
yeah.
I definitely have certain songs or artists that I listen to. I'm like, well, this is probably not the best, but I like it.
Or just because it's good doesn't mean I listen to it.
Definitely.
Right.
There's a lot of good stuff that I would never listen to.
Yeah. So I always tell this to people that I do make music, and if you were to make 3 circles of the music that I like to make and what I like to listen to and what I think is good music, and then what I think is good music is kind of the same thing as what I might recommend to somebody. Those 3 things like overlap in very few places.
Like a Venn diagram kind of thing?
Okay. But they're like really, they really thinly overlap.
Yeah.
Like there's big separation.
Yeah, for sure. So, all right, let's get into it. What would you objectively call good music?
I think good music is music that's original. I think good music is, I mostly equate it with good art.
Mm-hmm.
And what I tend to think is good art is original art, expressive art. And then to some extent, art that is also accessible and also timeless.
Mm-hmm.
So that's like a pretty vague interpretation, but I think those are more or less quantifiable. When I talked last week about the music that I like to listen to or what music has to do for me to enjoy it, it's those are things that respond to just emotional needs that I have, that I want music to come from me and I want it to do this for me, but that's a lot harder to measure.
Yeah.
So my objective view of music is I've never heard anything like this. This is really good. Or I've never heard anything like this and it's also really accessible. It goes down easy or it's really influential.
Mm-hmm.
Those are measurable things. So I think number one most important is original and emotionally expressive is a close second. And I think those are the biggest ones.
Mine are actually kind of similar pretty much. Biggest thing for me is it has to make me feel something, some kind of emotion, or make me want to do something, like whether that's whether I'm happy or sad or it's funny, like it has to make me feel some kind of emotion.
But do you acknowledge the existence of good music that doesn't make you feel anything?
I mean, yes, but only because it has to be like an album that everybody else says is good. So I'm like, well, I must be missing the point on this one. Otherwise, I feel like what is good music if it's not good to you? You know?
Well, again, I think there's a difference.
Yeah, you know, so that's what I'm...
Because I view myself as like a flawed creature,
mm-hmm.
you know, especially since I make music, I have really biased views of just what I find comforting. I've got like emotional stuff that's unique to me that some stuff responds to and I show to other people and like no one... There's albums that I listen to that I wouldn't recommend to anyone because I don't think anyone I know would even...
Yeah.
possibly like it at
you
all.
You say that all the time. You'll talk about it and be like, oh, well, I won't recommend that to you, though.
Yeah.
You just did.
Well, I said that it's something that I would like, but I can kind of tell. Like, I know better than to recommend Swans to you.
Yeah.
That Swans does not go down easy, man.
Who is that bar?
Swans is a really weird ambient band. I think I was talking about
artist.
Earlier.
Okay.
Yeah. But man, it's really dark, gritty, like nauseating music, you know.
Is it like kind of like, what was that album you recommended to me recently that I was like, I kind of see, you know.
Shlomo.
Yeah, is it like that?
It's way more gritty in the rock context than Shlomo is more electronic.
In that case, I think I might like it. It sounds kind of like Massive Attack a little bit.
Oh, it's way, way darker and grittier than that.
Yeah, I want to hear it. I'm definitely checking.
God, I'm trying so hard not to recommend it, and you're like,
the more
curious.
You talk about it, the more I'm hooked. Like, tell me more.
Okay, well, if you want to check out Swans, I would say To Be Kind. It's an album with a little picture of a baby on it.
Okay.
Check that out. Man, good luck.
So would you say that's not good music?
No, see, that's difficult too, because I think that's a really, really good album, but it's still, that creates a fourth category. Like, that doesn't overlap with what I would recommend to you.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's a really brilliant album. Like, it's super well thought out. It's really, really original.
Yeah.
That album doesn't sound like anything I've ever heard.
I got a few albums like that probably nobody's heard of. Sneaker Pimps, Bloodsport.
Like you think that's original? You
yeah,
think that's
definitely,
very original.
Definitely. Like, I don't even know how to like qualify it as far as the genre goes. Like, it's technically trip hop, I guess, because they're a trip hop band, but it's a lot more like rock oriented. There's a lot of guitar, but there's also a lot of like drum and bass still, and
right.
There's even some funk in there. So, but yeah, I wouldn't recommend that. So I feel you on that.
Okay, what's the name of the album again?
Bloodsport.
Okay, well,
so
just,
now you're going to go look at
Bloodsport. Yeah, just like how you won't recommend that, I'll go and listen to it.
All right, while you at it, look up Sneaker Pimp Splinter, too.
Splinter?
Yeah, it might get you a little depressed, but...
So what do you think, what's an example of an artist that you think is good, but you don't really ever listen to them? Or an album where, you know, everybody agrees that it's a great album and you don't really like it.
I hate to say it, but the Beatles. Until you put me on Abbey Road.
That
is a great album. But outside of that, you know, I know the hits, and there's certain Beatles songs I like that are kind of odd, like I Am the Walrus or Why My Guitar Gently Weeps or When I'm 64, you know. But for the most part, there's not really many Beatles albums that I'll just listen to front to back.
So why do you say it's good just because everybody agrees?
Everybody else agrees. They're like the most like acclaimed band of all time. So it must be some kind of good if everybody likes it. I'm just the one kind of missing the boat on that.
Okay.
But
what if everyone is wrong? You know, like these kind of claims, like everybody makes claims about some people. Everybody tends to think that Rolling Stones is really good, and I just think everyone's kind of wrong.
That's because you're a Beatles fan, but...
I think they're good, but I think they're like really over... That's something else I kind of want to talk to you about is what... I don't know. Maybe we can go in detail.
What artists are overrated?
Yeah, artist by artist.
Yeah, definitely we'll talk about
that. We'll probably cross that bridge, but man, I mean, maybe I have, as a music maker, I have some inkling of insight into what makes somebody very accessible.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, like a tiny, tiny insight that is generally simplicity. Simplicity is a way to bypass being good and to become something
but
that everybody agrees upon.
I feel like if it is simple to me, then it's really not that good because anybody can make it.
That's the thing. That's my argument with Rolling Stones.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, well, you know, anybody in this time period could have made this for them. I mean, I don't think they're not a great band, but it's to put them on the same level
as
the Beatles.
I would say the same thing about the Beatles then, because I feel like they make similar kind of music. Their techniques aren't really that different. Like,
okay,
the Beatles might have came out first, so they kind of get to everything before the Rolling Stones do, but they're not that far off.
Okay, well, maybe we have to argue about those two bands.
But that's
some
the
point.
Thing. I don't like the Rolling Stones enough either to go against. I actually probably like the Beatles more now. I would have said the Rolling Stones just to be a rebel like years ago, but if I really go song by song, I probably like way more Beatles songs than I do Rolling Stones songs. But you know, I still think they're not as great as everybody says they are, but they're great because everybody says it.
Okay. So why do you think everybody says they're great?
Like, back to what you said, simplicity.
Simplicity, wow.
Yeah, it's
okay.
Something pretty easy for everybody to understand. It's accessible. Although I was surprised with Abbey Road, some of that stuff was kind of out there, which I like, you know, which is not something I'm used to from the Beatles. I'm used to We all live in a yellow submarine. You know.
Yeah, see, that's like the worst song, man. I mean, it makes me so sad that that's the one that is like the...
That everybody knows that song.
Yeah, that everybody knows that song. They write some really complicated music.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Like Eleanor Rigby, I think, is a pretty dope song.
Yeah, I wouldn't call it complicated, but I think it's brilliant.
Yeah, I don't think it has to be overly complicated, but I do think it's something different. And it took me years to actually like that song. Like, it's a weird song, lyrically and the mood, but it's kind of dope.
I think it was really weird for the time, too.
Even now, if you put it on, people would be like, what the hell?
Exactly.
So.
Okay. Well, I see what you're saying. I mean, I feel that the same way about some people where it's just agreed upon that they're like this canon, but I kind of missed the boat on it.
Who would be an artist like that for you, or one or two artists?
Well, Rolling Stones a little bit, obviously. God, let me think. Oh my God, the obvious one, Eric Clapton.
Okay.
People are crazy about him. Yeah. I don't understand it at all.
But I feel like, okay, he's kind of more of a, if you're into all types of music, you're into Eric Clapton. I don't think, okay, the Beatles, everybody loves the Beatles, whether you're into music like that or not. Like, Eric Clapton, you kind of have to be a music head to really still like him. So I don't think that's really an artist.
I guess you do to still like him, but man, I mean, Rolling Stone made him like one of the like number two guitarists of all time or something crazy.
He's definitely overrated. Oh, I got a funny story about this. So they asked Eric Clapton, like, I don't know, it was sometime in the 80s, like, what does it feel like to be the best guitar player in the world? And he was, like, I guess upset. He was like, I don't know, ask Prince.
That's funny. Yeah, you would know that story.
Yeah, so.
That's funny. Here's
so
a question.
Eric Clapton.
What makes Prince so good?
Got to take a drink on that one. I'm glad you asked. What other artists do you know that can play all the instruments?
A lot.
Write the lyrics.
Listen, I mean, I can play a bunch of instruments.
Can you play them that great, though?
Bruno,
like Prince?
Mars plays all.
Have we seen him do it? Like, anybody can say that. They said Michael Jackson played all the instruments, but I've never seen Michael with a guitar in his hand, never seen him at a piano.
Okay.
We've verified for 40 years this man plays all his own instruments.
That's true.
Writes a ton of hits for himself, writes a ton of hits for other artists. You know what I mean? Like, is able to go out and make movies. What other artist do you know can make a movie, an album, a tour, and the number one single all at the same time? Like, what kind of artist has that kind of star appeal?
So you're saying good with him is a few different things.
It's a lot. I don't know where to start. Honestly, I could go on a rant.
Right. But, I mean, the first thing you said was, like, how he is multifaceted.
Yeah, definitely.
And that's a qualifier. Definitely.
Okay, now you'll dig this. You always talk about influential. I feel like, to me personally, when R&B and like soul rock too, Prince might be one of the top three most influential artists. Like the Beatles, I guess. I would say James Brown, definitely. And Prince will be up there too.
Man, most influential artists is a really hard question. We might have to come back to that too. I would for sure throw Chuck Berry in there.
Okay, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. I mean, above.
And Little Richard too.
Yeah, arguably Charlie Parker.
Nobody even know who's that. Who's
okay,
that?
All right.
Charlie Parker, who was that?
I missed, man, I had a really good train of thought off of the Prince thing, and it's totally gone.
You were trying to shut me down.
Oh, in terms of influence, you know what I read?
What?
Is that Phil Collins was supposedly really influential.
On who?
On modern R&B and hip-hop people.
I don't really hear it. Maybe that one song, I could feel it coming in the air tonight. Like, that's a pretty sampled song. And
yeah,
I feel like
it's really sampled, and it's like the first song that like sounded like that super cheesy 80s pop, right? Mm-hmm. Dude, Phil Collins is terrible, but wow. Very influential.
You just pissed some people off with that one.
I don't think I pissed anyone off with that one.
I'm sure you did. There's a lot of Genesis fans out there.
I mean, Genesis was good.
But there's where he comes from.
Yeah, but let's agree that his solo work is like atrocious, right?
Okay.
Very influential. That's a weird thing that can exist.
Yeah.
Yeah. Frank Zappa said something about this. He said that he's just as influenced by things that he doesn't like or by things that he hates as things that he likes, which is really interesting. I think it's easy for bad people to be influential. I mean, Phil Collins is your great example of somebody that bypassed being good and or original with simplicity.
So he's just terrible, but people gravitate toward it for some reason.
People gravitate toward it, and then he started like a whole, came up with a whole sound.
So let me ask you, putting the shoe on the other foot, you asked me what makes Prince so good. Like I said, I can go on and on about that, but originality, influence, and just sheer talent.
Talent is an easy one. Talent is an easy one because it's super quantifiable.
Yeah, with him at least.
Right.
And then let me ask you, what makes the Beatles so good?
The Beatles were not only one of the most influential bands of all time, in my opinion, they also were consistent over a long period and made a super huge volume of very, very original music. I think the thing that's not really recognized about the Beatles is that how experimental they were, both in terms of production. I mean, George Martin did a lot of the production, but both the production and songwriting and every little aspect in between of production and songwriting, like performance, instrumentation. And people don't really realize that because now it sounds dated, right? Because now it's like 60-year-old music.
Yeah.
But how experimental they were, but while still managing to make it very, very accessible and like pleasing to listen to is totally amazing. And I don't think anyone has done it to that extent. I mean, Prince is great. Prince made some pretty experimental music, but I mean, not to the same caliber, in my opinion.
Don't let me start pulling out stuff, but we're not going to make this a Prince versus Beatles.
No, that'll be a later podcast, maybe.
Okay, well, bring your best foot forward on that one.
Definitely.
We'll be back in a sec. Hey.
Interesting stuff, man. Or interesting to my nerdy ass anyway.
Yeah, definitely. You know, you were saying something there that I keyed in on. What are some artists that you think are overrated that people just love, just stand?
Yeah. Okay, so I mean, you know me and you know me and have talked music with me enough to know that I have a lot of opinions about people being overrated.
Way too many.
Yeah. So I wanted to open it up for you to start.
Oh, you want me to start?
Yeah.
Me be the bad guy.
I've just got too many places to go with it.
All right, I'm going
to
piss you off. Okay. I'm not going to throw the Beatles out. I've thrown that out. And like I said, I'm kind of getting to like the Beatles a little more.
I'll put you onto some other albums too, man. Because it's modern people aren't onto it, man. It's timeless music. But anyway.
Hey, pretty good stuff. So I'll leave them out. I'm going to piss you off though. You ready?
Okay, all right.
Bob Dylan.
That's crazy. Oh, that makes me so mad. Okay. Why is he overrated?
What? Yeah. The man can't even sing.
Yeah, he doesn't have to sing.
Oh, my
because
gosh.
Because, A, he can emote.
Who cares about his lyrics when your music is shit and
be
your
honest
voice
with me,
is shit?
Do you think Lil Wayne has a good voice?
Yeah.
One of the top 25 rappers of all time.
I mean,
easily.
Honestly, to me, maybe just because I'm so used to it, it depends. And Lil Wayne has like six different voices. Are we talking like Carter 2
Wayne?
No,
he doesn't have.
Are we talking Carter 3? Are we talking Rebirth? Are we trying to go rock?
He has a staple timbre that goes across his whole career. Yeah, it changes a little, but
sometimes he raps a lot deeper. Sometimes he raps high. Sometimes he has auto-tune. Sometimes he kind of sing raps.
You're super dodging around the question.
I am a little bit. But you have to admit, does the man not have different voices? Come on, you got to give me that.
He has. There's some variants, but so does Bob Dylan. Bob Dylan sounds really different.
But it all sucks. That's the thing. One Lil Wayne voice might suck as opposed to all six of Bob Dylan's voices.
Here's what's happening. This used to be my...
He's getting pissed.
I'm getting super pissed off. This is one of my pitfalls that I used to experience with, even with Bob Dylan specifically, is you're missing the train. You're looking at a picture and you're like, this doesn't have enough colors on it, so it's a bad picture. It's the lyrics, man. It's the emoting. It's the songwriting. It's the storytelling. It's the lyrics. You're not taking any of those things. He has those four things better than like 99% of the people I can think of, and even in his category.
Are you done?
No.
Keep on
going. No, I'm done.
Motherfucker sound like he had a frog in his throat.
Yeah, but you're not, that's not what you're supposed to listen to. There's all what? These other things underneath it that are so
that's
much.
That's the thing, Josh. The music is very simple too, like too simple.
Yeah, and I mean, that's a big problem for me. He doesn't pay a lot of attention to production, but that's not the content that you're supposed to listen to.
I mean, I get it. He, you know, wrote songs about the world and, you know, his everyday life. He was like J. Cole before J. Cole to an extent.
He was J. Cole. He times a million
No, Josh.
Listen, have you heard Blood on... Did you listen to Blood on the Tracks?
I tried. I couldn't. First note, I was up. I can't do it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, then you're not going to get the brilliant quality of the songwriting.
I will this week try. I will. It'll have to be probably a song a day because I can't take too much of his voice. I will listen to Blood on the Tracks.
If you're going to choose one just to listen to, Simple Twist of Fate.
That's the name of the song.
Genius.
Yeah.
Okay. And yeah, maybe he is a pretty unpopular delivery mechanism, but the creativity behind that lyricism is like, it's pretty unbelievable.
But I will say this, Bob Dylan might be one of the most inspiring artists of all time. Hear me out. Somebody who sucks so bad could be so famous and so influential. Like people love Bob Dylan. But he sucks, man. And it's just, it makes me think, damn, if he this is a guy who really followed his dream. He has no voice. He just
Bob Dylan
huge.
Caught on early, man. Bob Dylan didn't have a long road before he started to catch on. He caught on early in his career.
You know, Prince said, you don't have to be rich to be my girl. You don't have to be good to be a singer, Bob Dylan.
That's such a low blow, man.
All right, well.
Bob Dylan's so...
So Bob Dylan, for me, that's going to be the first artist I'm going to say.
I don't think he's overrated.
I know you don't. You love Bob Dylan.
I don't think the lyrics of Bob Dylan are
overrated.
That's
the thing. You're keying on lyrics.
Nobody's claiming that he's a good... His voice sounds nice, but we're kind of running in circles here. Because
all right, so you give me an artist then.
Who I do? Man, I want to...
Bet not say Prince.
I'm not going to say Prince. I think Prince is brilliant, and I think people give him his due, and I couldn't... Even as much as I want to piss you off, no, I can't honestly...
Cool.
Let me think. You know, you brought him up earlier, man. J. Cole.
Bro, what?
Yeah, see? Now
all right, ladies and gentlemen, this has been the Audio Files podcast.
I know I'm losing people, and you were kind of asking for it because you did bring him up.
Yeah, I know. I shouldn't have threw that out there. I wasn't thinking because you really are always on J. Cole's case, but okay.
I'm not always on J. Cole's case, but he makes super lowest common denominator hip-hop. And it's hella preachy, and I don't understand it. And he's a great rapper, right? But to put him in the same category as the people that he is put in the same category as is like a total misunderstanding of his contemporaries.
That man is a storyteller. You want to talk about lyrics? His lyrics are hitting on Bob Dylan's lyrics.
No, they're not. Yes, he's a storyteller in the most simplistic way.
No, it's not.
And there's barely any poetry to it. He's just ripping off the cliches of the 90s rappers that came before him.
Nah, man. You're not hearing it right, I don't think. I think you go into it, you're one of those people who goes into it oh, J. Cole sucks, so therefore your mind is clouded. I've even played you a couple of J. Cole songs. You'd be like, this is actually kind of nice.
Yeah, because I'm not saying that he's bad. I'm saying that he's good and he's horrendously overrated.
I don't think he's overrated because he's not even talked about in that upper echelon yet. Maybe for our generation, but he's not thrown out with Tupac and Nas and Biggie yet.
But
you know what I mean? Kendrick
is. People do say that. People do say that it's Kendrick and J. Cole.
Yeah, now. Yeah, definitely. Who else is out there that's really at the top of their... all right, we're talking big stars. Who else is a big star that's that good of a rapper? I know people want to put Drake in there, but I'm sorry. Drake doesn't compare to J. Cole or Kendrick.
No, he doesn't.
He just makes good poppy songs.
Yeah, he just makes good music.
I mean, even some of the music isn't good that much anymore. Scorpion wasn't.
That's true.
Come on, Drake. I need that fire again. But I know if he's hearing this, it's too late.
That's good. Yeah, it's nice. J. Cole isn't on the same tier as Kendrick Lamar, man. And I think we'll have this argument more in depth.
Yeah,
in the future.
We definitely will do a versus on this.
Yeah.
Definitely. But I don't even know if that'll be a good verse just because I love them both. And I feel like I'll have to downplay my love of Kendrick to, you know, win for J. Cole.
Well, maybe there's somebody else who's more on par with J. Cole.
We'll have to bring Casey on to kind of be a mediator on that one.
Absolutely. Who else is grossly overrated? Who can we agree on that's grossly overrated?
I want to say this, but just I know like the fandom behind this artist is probably or might get me killed.
We should have started with underrated, man. We should go overrated later into this series.
But I hate to say it. Please don't kill me, y'all. Beyonce.
Beyonce?
Yeah, man.
Beyonce is overrated.
I mean, Beyonce is great. She's... You know, she's a great singer.
Jared, Beyonce had
hey, come on,
greatest
on.
Music video.
Let me finish, man. Let me finish.
All right.
Beyonce had the greatest music video of all time, fam. I don't know. She doesn't, there's not much variance in her music. She's made the same kind of stuff for the last 15 years. Same stage show, same outfits.
You're having the Bob Dylan... You're having the Bob Dylan problem with Beyonce. I will agree that she's overrated, but to play devil's advocate, it's like, well, it's not really just about the music with her. It's about the imagery. It's about the music videos.
Right, but that's
about
what
the
I'm
performance.
Saying. Like,
it's
geez.
About how talented. I mean, if you sat on a piano like Phil Collins and did Beyonce songs, it'd be like, come on, this isn't that impressive. But just the amount of talent that she has to be able to...
Yeah, definitely. And that's what I was going to say. Like, for her to be so talented, I feel like she doesn't use enough of it. It's kind of the same thing. Like, you know, she's boxing herself in. She's not really going outside of the same thing she's been doing. She's not living up to her potential.
I guess I'm not familiar enough with it, but I'm playing devil's advocate to go against the idea that you can just take the collection of her music as the argument for how she's overrated. It's not about that. It's about the performance.
That was a mouthful.
Yeah, man.
You want to run that by me again?
So it's about the performance, right? It's about the imagery.
Let me preface it like this. I don't even know if I would say Beyonce is that overrated. She, like I said, she's a great artist. Honestly, probably one of the artists I listen to a lot, like out of this generation. Love her music. But the fandom behind her, I don't think is justified. Like, her fans really are ready to, like, anytime somebody says something and disagrees with something Beyonce does, they're like, beehive, you know, they
well, it's because she's inspiring.
I mean, but she's inspiring. You gotta tone that down. Like, she's talented, but she's not talented enough to warrant that kind of fandom. You know, her fans are more what make people that say Beyonce is overrated say that. So I guess, you know, yes, I would say she is overrated, but maybe not.
Yeah, and I mean, it's hard to take somebody by their fandom, right?
Yeah.
Think about Rick and Morty. Rick and Morty's fandom is like a bunch of, has a loud minority of like 14-year-olds that mm-hmm. step way outside of their self and make ridiculous claims about how intelligent you have to be to watch the show.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, you're kind of ruining it for the rest of us that just know that it's a clever TV show. So I would say don't take an artist by their fandom. But on that note, another person I think is overrated.
Drum roll.
Taylor Swift.
Woo! Hey, why did I know you were going to say that? Because that was like the next thing in my head. But I will say, I don't know if she's like got that critical acclaim. It's more just, she sells a crap ton of records. And I'm like, this is terrible music. Speaking of Beyonce, she bites half her stuff off of Beyonce. Like literally Beyonce would drop a music video. 2 years later, Taylor Swift would have a music video just like it.
Yeah. You know what's funny about that? I was listening. Bon Iver said something funny during the production of, or I think just after he made Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy with Kanye West. He was like, the thing that, in Kanye's defense, the thing that they never say about that whole VMAs incident is that he was right.
Like,
yeah I mean, you know,
he was
kind of right about it. But who I think, I mean, I think one of the things that goes into this might be, I'm not in the music industry all the way to know the ins and outs. This might be more of a conspiracy theory, but I think one of the things that make these artists so overrated is that they just have like mountains and millions of dollars of industry support behind them.
Definitely.
And that's what makes it happen.
Payola.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, nowadays it's all about just what, you know, I mean, I won't even say nowadays, it's always been like this, but there's a lot of advertising and imaging. I forgot who pointed it out to me, but when Justin Bieber was a big deal, there was this like YouTube ad that said, Justin Bieber's new hit single is released this Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, well, you're just planting the idea that it's a hit single by saying. How do you know it's a hit single?
It just came out.
Yeah, perception is reality, you know?
Definitely. I would always trip off that, like, it'll be artists that I like the internet, you know, I love the internet. So when I went to buy their new album, like it said, the internet's new album with their hit single, whatever the single was, Roll Burbank Funk. Now, I'm a huge internet fan, right? And I'm not going to lie. They're not the biggest artists in the world. They're not doing, I'm like, this is not a hit. Like, most people probably don't know this song, so why are y'all lying and saying it's a hit?
Well, maybe they're just that, you know, to again do devil's advocate,
predictive
maybe
that programming or something.
Exactly, that's the hit relative to the rest of mm-hmm. the internet's discography. But yeah, it's like, okay, you're using kind of loaded language here.
Yeah.
So do you want to just, before we wrap this up, do you want to just rattle off another bunch of names, overrated people, just to piss a bunch of people
just
off?
Just piss people off. So yeah, we can have all kind of artists calling.
Yeah. So we can just, you know.
Yeah. Why not? I love a little controversy.
Six lakh.
Hey, this show is over. Hey, no, what?
Yeah, pretty overrated, man.
All right, Josh. Like, first of all, it was my turn to rattle off some artists.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Second off, you don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Yep.
And see? It's black, fool.
6 lakh. That's one person.
Nah,
but go ahead.
All right, he's tripping. You just messed me up because I don't even know. Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah, we can agree on that. He's just your classic, you know, easy to listen to, goes down smooth, you know, nothing real controversial.
Madonna.
Yeah, I was actually going to mention that earlier. I was going to mention Madonna and Britney Spears as a couple of...
Yeah, Britney. Although, Britney, I will say there's some Britney songs I like. But it's the production behind her, you know?
And the advertising and the...
Nah, it's the production. Like, she, you know, had a lot of Pharrell, Timbaland, Danger producing for her, you know?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, she has some heat. Right. But yeah, I'll leave it there, Madonna and Bruce.
You know who I think the most overrated band of all time is? The Eagles.
Okay. I can't agree or disagree. I don't really know the Eagles, but I will say they probably made one of my favorite songs of all time.
What's that?
Hotel California.
Really overrated song.
All right. And this has been a great show.
And he
and
stole
gentlemen.
That chord progression from Jethro Tull.
We don't know what we're talking about.
But it was a lot of fun doing it.
It's the Audio Files Podcast.
We'll see you next week. Thank you.